Good afternoon and welcome everybody. I am TD. We are going to have a talk by Victor and Eugene on public transport navigation using OSM on by Osman. It's going to be a 20 minutes talk and 5 minutes for questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hello everybody. Autumn 2019 is coming to the end. Many of you already tired. So our presentation will not be difficult. At first, the name of our application we pronounce Osmand. Yeah. During this conference, I heard other variants too, but we say Osmand. Okay. Osman and other no. Okay. We are Osman team, developers of the application, which many of you know and use. Osman is called as Swiss knife among similar applications. By the way, we took a survey of features of Osman, compare it with other applications in such areas as casual tourism, active tourism, OSM, and social tourism. And it turned out that in these areas like casual tourism, active tourism, and OSM, we have a bunch of features that overlap with many applications in general. With social tourism, we still have work to do. Yeah? Now we will talk about the feature that relates to casual tourism. It work offline. It is nice to have for many people, especially Osmars. And this is navigation by public transport. At such scale, it is supported only by Osmand. Okay. We are Osman team, developers of the, we are a small team, yeah. We are 10 people. We are already 9 years old. We are open source with other 100 contributors. We have more than 1.5 million active users. At this moment, Osman team works with four general projects. Our application is designed for two systems, yeah, Android and iOS. iOS is currently under active development, which can be read in our blog. Soon, the iOS version will come closer to Android in functionality. Also, one of our new projects is Osman Tracker. And of course, some of you listened to Victor's presentation. This is open place reviews. Okay, why did we decided to develop this feature? This idea was born last year on autumn 2018 in Milan. Actually, we decided to do this functionality named public transport navigation, which is rendered according to the public transport version 2 scheme. This is actually the beginning of the project. All development continued for almost 6 months and ended with release 3.3 in March of this year. There were enough problems in development. Beta testing began at the end of January. And took almost 1 month. Only by this time, periods Can one feel the complexity and scale of such a feature as public transport navigation? Who uses public transport navigation? The first, it used offline by travelers during trips. Of course, they can find a Wi-Fi point, or they can open Osmond and build a road. And next general group is Osmers. At the moment, the feature works in the test mode. There is a road construction that you can follow, but there is no navigation itself. There is no warning that you are at your stop, etc. As I said, the feature was according to the data of public transport version 2 scheme. About public transport version 2 scheme, shortly, any public transport road can be described by exciting elements in OSM, roads, bus stop, platform, etc. All this is described by relation, by special roles. It is quite difficult for beginner Osmer, which can make a mistake by creating a public transport road with a probability of 95%. Error in relation will lead to error in the build of the road in Osmond. Yeah. To build a road in Osmond, you need Osmond version 3.3 or higher. You should choose public transport profile, start and points. After that, you should click button start. Osmond algorithm builds roads using only public transport data. Yeah. You choose one of the road variants which is convenient to you. If you click on details, button. Your road will have full information, where you can see the time, distance, bus stops information. Of course, there is an opportunity to show all roads at the map by clicking Show on Map button, and even compare roads on the map and see all alternatives. When we prepared the release, we decided to write an article about public transport in OSM, where we tried to explain how to build and check public transport roads. You can find this information in our blog, our website, osmond.net. As I said earlier, the feature is in the testing phase because for full functionality, we don't have information from OSM database. Current problems with public transport, it duplicates roads, no full service information, no facilities for handicapped passengers, no support of transport tech interval, no support of transport tech open hours. The main problem is timetable. At this site, we compare our public transport route with Google. As you see, there is information about time departure and arrival in Google Maps, but we don't have this today. Another problem, which is a result of lacking timetable, that Osmond mixed up a night bus with day tram. Of course, this is an impossible road to use. Yeah. Next part, Victor.
Yeah, we'll focus more on the technical stuff. So, of course, as you see, it's pretty unusable without schedule, even though it's good to test data, good to see if the routes are connected and so on. But because of these routes that mix up things which are not possible to happen in real life, we take a look at GTFS. There are plenty of GTFS providers around the world. Sometimes they are focused on the city level, sometimes on the country level. So anyway, you can find the data, and it's open mostly, and the number of this data is growing. But then we have end up in a problem. How do we match it with OSM data? For us, very important to have all the data offline. So what we need to build the routes offline, so we need to connect the timetable into our format and mix up with OSM data. And the simple thing that we cannot find a correlation between trip, which is an entity in GTFS, and OSM relation route. This is one of the master routes. And once we have that relation, once we know if this relation ID matches this trip ID in this GTFS file, then we almost get working, then almost like we already have algorithms to support timetables, and it's easy to basically make it almost a next release. The problem, of course, how do we make this relation? How do we make this happen? So we cannot store trip ID GTFS with a link to GTFS file itself in OpenStreetMap, because trip ID is not stable. It changes, it generates a new one, it's just a number, it's an ID. So it will basically blow up OSM database. Also, we cannot put an OSM relation ID in GTFS trip table because it's generated by transport companies and municipalities which are not aware of OpenStreetMap. So basically, and also relation ID is not stable enough to remember that this one will stay. So what we are searching for and looking for, maybe we probably already found it, at least a couple of alternatives from this conference, a project that collects GTFS and basically can augment trip table with a relation ID from OpenStreetMap. From that point, we can parse it, build it into our own format because we need to support on mobile clients to make it compact and make use of it. And since then, we basically can support the most important feature, the timetable. As Eugene said, we are on a phase to not implement all possible features, even though we are missing many features in public transport and algorithm could be done better. But what we are looking for to make a greater use of public transport from OpenStreetMap, get audience attention, so more and so data will become more and more reliable. And comparing to half a year ago, in some countries, we see a tremendous progress. In some countries, of course, there is it was already maintained and had a great support, but in some it still has a quite poor support. So we really hope that in a year, on two, or we will talk about great coverage and all users will use transport schedule from OpenStreetMap data. Thank you.
Thanks, Victor and Eugene, for the lightning talks. Now we'll have questions. I think we have about eight minutes. Thank you.
Hi, Victor, Emilia. So you just said that you can find correlation between GTFS trips and OSM road relations. Well, actually you can. There is not one-to-one relation, of course, because there are multiple trips a day. But you can just compare stops for a trip, and any trip has a fixed list of stops and use the proper relation. But then PT version 2 schema you are using, in that stops are optional for a route. Just highways are required. So you might not get a list of stops if you rely and if you promote the PTV2 schema, which you call new, but it's 10 years old now. So at the last SOTUM, you had an idea for this. Also, the next public transport scheme was proposed. So what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, it's indeed a great comment about that, what we can do automatically. And we did, I did myself investigation in the Netherlands, and almost 15%, the max I reached a 15% coverage of GTFS matching perfectly with OpenStreetMap relation by algorithm comparing the stops. Almost 50%, I measured myself manually, I think is possible to overcome difficulties, and main difficulties come that OSM does not have enough relations, because in GTFS you really have all possible routes which are at the end of the day, at the beginning, and OSM doesn't have them. So it's possible to fix OpenStreetMap in that way. And 30% I count it as extreme cases where the data is missing or is completely kind of doesn't make sense, so it was hard to manage it. So I think, I didn't understand why it's not possible to manage current GTFS mapping with public transport V2 schema. I understand maybe it will not become great, but I could not comment on version 3 because I didn't look into that deep.
I would challenge why to even use the root relations, because you have GTFS, so you could simply use the GTFS for routes and use the stops which are in OpenStreetMap.
So you would challenge why do we need to map relation, and maybe we can skip and just have a... Yeah, indeed, but I think because relations are present in OpenStreetMap, we either need to make decision to delete them because they are not going to maintain, or we need to use them because they are really connected with the stops. We have validation tools that validate if relation matches or not. And it's just one single bit which is missing comparing to, for example, if you match one level deeper. Here you just miss this bit between one table mapping, what trip ID and relation ID. But I agree, there are multiple possible solutions. We just need to reach an agreement on which level we actually can map. The problem is that we cannot store mapping neither in GTFS, neither in OpenStreetMap, so we need to find a third party where we store it.
Yes, I think, well, some nations publish their GTFS data, and I think that will be increasing, and you will have an overlap in data for the routes. So, in my opinion, probably it would be better to take the routes from the GTFS, and the ones in OpenStreetMap, of course, have their can be there as well for displaying a map, just not for timetable, just to resolve that ambiguity.
I think the most important bit, if I can answer, is to have a validation tool which people will look regularly, and then based on the changes that it is required by validation, how much often it is broken, local communities can make decisions either to semi-automate some import from GTFS data or maybe maintain it separately. It could really vary on a local kind of areas and what the data is coming from GTFS, how cool. Good it is, and so on.
So for anyone mapping public transport routes today already, what validators should we look to? What, I don't know, JOSM plugins or validation there is helpful so that we create routes that you can consume easily?
Well, I think it's a quite typical validation. This is validation hosted on a GeoFabric. It's already 3 years old. I think it's good enough. The problem is that, public transport is hard to basically change without making a mistake. But again, the day before was a course how to do it with a plugin using JOSM. So it is hard, and we need validation tool, and we need to encourage people to look at the errors of validation tool. For example, in Minsk, In Kyiv, everything was broken. It was public transport V1 and not supported. But once we built the tool, we start encouraging people, okay, you can use it and check it. And slowly but steadily, people convert to version 2. Now using, keep it green. Once you reach the level of green, I think for community, it becomes easier to maintain it. But when you open and everything red, that becomes a challenge.
I have another tool for validation of public transport routes. It's called PTNA, Public Transport Network Analysis. And okay. This is available in the internet. Just give me a call and I configure that for your network. And it runs every night, presenting you the errors in the routes, gaps and everything else, whether it's PTV2 or 1 or whatever, and whether there are missing bus routes or something like that compared to what exists in reality. So currently I did it for Brazil some days ago, based on GTFS data on the routes table, converted it to a CSV file, and this is the input for the tool to compare reality versus what we have in OpenStreetMap. And it's called ptna.openstreetmap.de.
Mm-hmm. This is really great. We need to give it a bigger media coverage through all possible channels, because these tools really help, and sometimes we don't know of their existence. This is great.
And it provides it in HTML tables, not in a graphical form or something like that.
Yeah, we need to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Attending. Thanks.
Hello, Vita. Team.
Thanks, Yumin.